You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Sarah Marshall. At 8 o'clock last night, Microsoft released a preview of its new Windows 8 operating system. So what does the autumn launch of tablet devices running Windows 8 mean for publishers?
I'm Rob Grimshaw. I'm the MD of FT.com.
Windows 8 we think is very exciting. It's exciting because it's another big development in the tablet space. We think that there's a lot of change to come potentially in that space over the next few years. Apple clearly have done amazing things in that space over the past few years. The iPad is an incredible device. They've defined a whole new category. But we can't believe that this is going to be a marketplace which is just dominated by one player in perpetuity. We think it will end up being a much more diverse marketplace, that there's room for at least a couple more big players. And given the effort that Microsoft are putting into Windows 8, it's entirely possible that Microsoft will be one of those players.
Sounds like there's reason to sit up and pay attention to Windows 8. So let's take a look at what it is.
I'm Daniel Sharp. I'm the co-founder of Stonewash. We make tablet and smartphone applications for publishers. Windows 8, this version of the operating system that they've just brought out, is something that will run on laptops, desktop computers, and tablets as well. And that's really what was interesting to us. I mean, obviously, there are loads of people with iPads and iPhones out there. But when you actually look at the market size, there are so many people that use PCs or that use laptops with Windows or anything like that. Those numbers dwarf anything you can find in terms of what's on tablets and smartphones. And that's really what was interesting to us.
So back to the FT and what it's trying to do with Windows 8. Rob Grimshaw again.
What we're trying to do with the FT on mobile is to make sure that we have our content available on all the major channels. And we'd like to be able to do that ahead of the curve, as it were. We want to be there as our readers arrive. Because we think Windows 8 is potentially a big development in the tablet space, we're making sure that we're there ahead of time. We're working on the Windows 8 app ahead of the launch of Windows 8 in the autumn. So when the devices first come to market, when people start buying them, one of the first things they're going to find on there is a Financial Times Windows 8 app. And we're going to make a fantastic job of it because there are some lovely features to Windows 8 which we can use to create a really exciting and interesting version of the FT mobile application.
So let's take a closer look at some of the interesting features.
The interesting thing about Windows 8 is that, you know, they've got this concept of full screen, snap and fill. You can run an application full screen, you then get an email or something like that. You can push that application to the side, fills a single column down either the left or the right hand side, and then you can get on with doing something entirely different than the leftover screen. We've obviously had to develop for that as well, so we had to take that into account when we were designing the application. So we've done, you know, it opens this new sort of, I guess, this new thing that you need to think about. So, you know, if someone's using an application and, you know, they want to just brush it to the side for a bit, how should it look and how should it work? When we've been building magazine apps, we've got this system where if you're, you know, if you're flicking through an article or if you start reading something and, you know, you get an email and you want to shove the magazine to one side, you chuck it into the snap. So it fills a tall, thin column that the text reflows and reformats. So you've got this one long, single column of text. So if you're reading an article in a newspaper or a magazine and, you know, you want to look up something or check a fact that they've said or send someone an email about it, you just throw it to one side. It puts itself in the snap. And then in the other half of the screen or the other two thirds of the screen, you can run any other application. You can run your email, your Internet Explorer or any other browser or Share or Facebook or people, and you've got the two things running at the same time, side by side. And because you have to build these snap views, the application works perfectly and works really well in these snap views because it's a requirement of developing for Windows 8. So you have to have thought about them. That's the thing I think is really interesting, especially when it comes to tablets and, you know, and how people use tablets. You've still got this thing with Android and iOS where if you're reading a magazine or you're reading a newspaper and you get an email, you have to leave the newspaper to go to the email, and then you have to leave your email to come back to the newspaper. And that's the thing that I think is quite exciting about Windows 8.
A couple of months ago, Stonewash started chatting to some people at Microsoft in Seattle and showed them what they'd been doing for iPads.
And what started as a conversation turned into, you know, them sort of inviting us to develop our application for Windows 8 and an invitation to, you know, to release applications on this version of Windows 8, which is obviously this is release preview that came out late last night.
So what's Stonewash learnt from Microsoft and vice versa?
So for the past 6 weeks, we've had this really amazing opportunity to work alongside Microsoft, you know, to try and understand what it is they're trying to do with Windows 8 and, you know, why it looks the way it does and how it works and how people should use it when they're, you know, when they're just using touch or when they're using, you know, mouse or pointers or pens or whatever, because all these, you know, all these input devices will be relevant for Windows 8. We started building it, we started designing it, and we had the opportunity to start sending the designs to the Windows 8 team and the Windows 8 designers and developers and start chatting to them about how they wanted it to work and how they thought magazines on Windows 8 should work. There are four apps on the store today. Between now and when Windows launches, we'll, you know, I'm sure we'll upgrade the rest of our clients. Any new clients that we get will, you know, will come onto Windows as well. And from a development perspective, it was really, really simple, really straightforward to build. You know, we've managed to achieve in the 6 weeks that we've been working on it to build a fully functional first version that you know that we're very proud of, and obviously we'll continue developing it.
Stonewash has stopped developing for Android to concentrate on Windows 8. Daniel Sharp explains why.
I think there were maybe a few hundred thousand Android tablets sold in Q1 this year, as opposed to something like 4 million Kindles and 15 million iPads. I don't know the figures exactly, but when Windows came along and told us what they're expecting in terms of numbers, it seemed really, really sensible for us to, you know, to postpone our Android development and start concentrating on Windows. And that's what, you know, that's what we did. We put everyone that we had in the office behind developing for Windows so that we could get it done in time, we could get it ready for this preview version. So obviously there's no Windows 8 sales yet, there's no figures because it's not out yet. But when Windows 8 is out, you know, it will become OEM. So that means that, you know, any new desktop, laptop computer or any Windows tablet that's sold after the release date, it will have Windows 8 on it. There's no choice about it. It's the same if you buy a PC now, it has Windows 7 on it. And there are still hundreds of millions of laptops and desktop PCs sold every year. You know, I think Windows 8 has the potential to match Android on the tablet, even surpass it. But on top of that, you get this huge audience of laptop and desktop users from a Windows 8 app that Android can't offer you. And that's what made it so interesting to us.
Earlier on in this podcast, we heard Rob Grimshaw from the Financial Times say that the tablet marketplace has space for another couple of big players, and that given the effort Microsoft is putting into Windows 8, it could be one of those players.
I think it's going to take some major shift or change or slip up for anything to try and get the market share that the iPad has built up already. You know, that will be very, very difficult to say. I mean, this is just in the tablet marketplace. I think it can probably surpass Android. I reckon it might even match the Kindle Fire. We have to kind of watch and see what happens over the next few years to see whether it, you know, whether it has any chance of catching up with the iPad. The iPad has such a huge lead now that it's going to be difficult. But in terms of the other platforms that are still quite young, I think Windows 8 has the potential to match and surpass it quite quickly and quite easily. You know, a lot of it will depend on the price point, you know, when the tablets come out. If it turns out that Windows 8 is, you know, if they work with their partners to make some really cheap and really affordable tablets, then I think it will, you know, it will win quite a lot of market share very quickly. You know, that there are some kind of, I guess, crossover segments where the iPad doesn't reach. It's quite a premium product. It doesn't at the moment have a more affordable alternative, and it also doesn't have anything where if someone wants to buy it as their only device, they might be put off by the fact that it can't do certain things. Whereas Windows 8 has this, you know, has this potential to be those two extremes. There might be this very cheap, very simple and affordable Windows 8 tablet that comes out, but then there also might be this really high-end Windows 8 tablet that's sort of like, you know, the Samsung slates that are running Windows 7 at the moment, where they're essentially your home PC and they have docks and keyboards and, you know, and can be used as normal, but you could also pick them up and move them. Those are two areas where the iPad doesn't cover at the moment. And I think those are the two areas that, you know, that Windows 8 has potential to pick up a lot of market share. I think that's quite, you know, that's quite interesting and exciting.
The Financial Times famously launched a web app and pulled its native iPad app from the Apple App Store. This was so the FT could access its audience data, and as a byproduct, it avoids paying Apple a 30% cut. So what are negotiations like with Microsoft as the FT develops its Windows 8 app? Rob Grimshaw again.
We have commercial negotiations and discussions with lots of the different players in the marketplace, whether it's Apple or Google or Amazon or Microsoft. And what we're always looking for is a crossover of interests. You know, I think that's a good end result to a negotiation, is where both parties walk away and think, yeah, actually, we got what we needed to from that engagement. What we found in talking to Microsoft and what we found in talking to players like Google is that there is a balance in terms of those discussions, which we're comfortable with, and we feel comfortable that the environment which is being created around Windows 8 should be one that works well for our business model. So long as that remains the case, then we'll be fully engaged and very enthusiastic. But this is a very complex space for publishers, and we as a publisher have to be very clear where our commercial interests lie and prepared to back that. One thing which we're very clear about is that we are not linked inextricably to any one individual platform. We're there because the terms work for us. If the terms change and they don't work for us, then we'll come off. That's the way it should be for any business, you know.
For more on the FT's Windows 8 app, go to journalism.co.uk. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.